This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
100.9. We are under a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. this morning. And according to meteorologist Alex Winter, another foggy morning and another overcast damp day with a high of 40. Cloudy and quiet, temperatures falling below freezing late tonight. That could lead to some icy spots with a low near 29. Cloudy Sunday, some afternoon sunshine 37, 22 Sunday night. Monday, partly cloudy, mild 41. Tuesday, 40. Wednesday, 40. Mid-40s by Thursday. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Unless you're talking about your headlights and driving this morning, then there's about a 5-foot limit. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. That according to meteorologist Alex Winter. So if you're traveling, do so with a lot of extra caution. Or maybe just wait and let the fog lift up. Just enjoy the radio this morning. 34 degrees with Hal Ketchum. And I miss my Mary on RCO-FM.
Bear alibi. A lifetime full of promise fell from my Mary's eyes as she saw the screen door swing. The baby never woke, he lay cradled in her trembling. He lay safe and never knowing what my leaving would bring. Draw my pay down on the dark side. I send it off to Mary. I might hold back a dollar and wash this pain out of my back. But the pain keeps it getting clearer. Mary, your face just keeps on fading. Now the light shines through this bottle. Memories all fade to black. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. One more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. They call me the old man in this bar. Sleeves rolled up and showing faint blue souvenirs of love in places I have been. One says the U.S. Navy, and this one says, darling Mary. My Mary's turned to ashes, and the ocean's turned to gin. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart. I will never feel. Though in one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. Hey, one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight.
Tell you what, I sure miss Hal Ketchum on the music scene, the late Hal, and I miss my Mary. 7:07, 34 degrees this half hour. We will have a look at this week in entertainment history. Two in a row coming up right around the corner. We'll also have birthdays and anniversaries right at 7:30. It's all part of your weekend wake up right here on the radio. 34 foggy degrees. We're under that dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. Here's Clint Black telling us about one emotion.
Looking for the feelings that used to tell me something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want to be. One emotion's got a hold of you and me. There's nothing left of the useless things I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. Though you might not see it, it's just as real as the wild horses you would have to drag me away from one emotion.
Thank you.
back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. See the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin. Twin Spin on WRCO-FM.
Young man's dream. Adelaide, I
with my swimming abilities, probably about 5 minutes in the Poncha train for me, but old King George can take care of that for you. Coming up around 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. We have a good one for you. And this reminder, the Highland Historical Society will host bingo tomorrow. It's at 1 o'clock. It's going to be held at the Highland Historical Society building, which is the old high school building in Highland. That's bingo coming up tomorrow at 1 p.m. It's 7:17. We're working through with Glenn Campbell on your weekend wake up.
In the city ain't never been my idea of getting it on. But the job demands that you make new plans before your big chance is gone.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courtin Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courtin Main in downtown Richland Center.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world. And that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. Born this week in 1936, Alan Alda, he played Hawkeye on CBS's MASH. In 1878, the first telephone switchboard was installed in New Haven, Connecticut. Also in 1878, the Yale News was published for the very first time. It was the first daily collegiate newspaper in the United States of America. In 1927, United Independent Broadcasters Incorporated started a radio network with contracts with 16 stations. The company later changed its name to Columbia Broadcasting System, known as CBS. In 1956, The Indictment debuted on CBS Radio, and it stayed on the radio for three seasons. Other celebrities this week born in 1918 from CBS's Dynasty, John Forsythe. In 1948, the Wire Recording Corporation of America announced the first magnetic tape recorder. The Wireway machine had a built-in oscillator and sold for right around $150. In 1957, the CBS Radio Workshop was heard for the first time. In 1973, CBS Television debuted Barnaby Jones. In 1986, the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just after takeoff. All seven of its crew members were killed. And Steve Jobs unveiled the Apple iPad on this date in 2010. W.C. Fields was born in 1880. Tom Selleck, 1945. Mikhail Baryshnikov, 1948. Sarah Gilbert, 1975. And Elijah Wood was born this week in 1981. And that's a look at this week in entertainment history.
This is CBS.
It's time right now to take a look at our rabbit ears memory, and we travel back with the birthday boy, Tom Selleck, and the show on CBS television, Magnum P.I. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Oh, what might have been with him, Buddy Holly, every day at 728. We're at 34 degrees. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on the flip side.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
The Highland Historical Society will host bingo tomorrow. Starting at 1 p.m., it will be held at the Highland Historical Society building, which is the old high school building in Highland.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness, pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on your Saturday. Sponsored today by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, today is Saturday, January 27th, 2024 on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Time now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. It's a very happy birthday wish going out to Travis Ringelstetter today, and that is from Dean and Lori. Happy 80th birthday to Dave Hausner from your wife, Kathy. We hope you have a great day today, Dave. Here's a happy birthday wish to Lainey Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret this morning. Lainey Gunningham, happy birthday wishes from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Maxine Shields is celebrating a birthday today. Best wishes that coming your way from the Blue River United Methodist Church. Chloe Hying, Grandma and Grandpa would like to wish you a very happy birthday this morning. Happy birthday wishes number 14 with lots of love to Kennedy Salisbury from Mom, Dad, and Micah. Happy birthday wishes to our beautiful granddaughter, Kennedy Salisbury, turning 14 years old today. Love, Grandma and Papa. 14-year-old Kennedy Salisbury, happy birthday. It's my niece from Uncle Rara and Carrie. Hope you have a great day. Happy birthday wishes to Lainey Gunningham, that from Lori and the guys. Heather Aves is on the Schmidt Woodland Hills list. Dan Mitchell and Gina Pierre make the Little Willow Birthday Club. Ray Renish, hope you have a great day from your family and grandchildren. Owen Kirshner, Peggy Kidd, and an anniversary wish going out to Pat and Donna Elliott, that from the Bloom City Town Crier. And happy birthday wishes today to Peggy Kidd from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Brantley Dean, Hudson Hinkle, Ben Victoria, and Jackson Ostrander are on the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar. And from the Richland Center Lions Club calendar, Pat and Donna Elliott, happy anniversary. Birthday wishes for Peggy Kidd, Ronald Steinmetz, Charlie Wallerman, Darren Kepler, Travis Ringelstetter, and Lucas Glick, all celebrating today. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, would like to wish you the best as well from everyone at WRCO-FM.
It was Dell and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat would talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. A sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was love. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
That is Hoyt Axton, and hopefully with Mr. Thede, that song keeps me out of detention this morning. 7:34, foggy and 34 degrees. Do not forget, we're under a dense fog advisory. That's until 10 o'clock today.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports. Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Be sure and join us at 7:45. We'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell from the Civic Media News Desk that comes your way in about 8 minutes. 34 foggy degrees. Maybe we can find our way through the fog a couple of doors down. I hear there's a party going on. You know, Dolly's always seemed like such a fun person that if there's a party going on, I don't care how many doors down, she's going to get there. She's going to find a way to get there. 7:40, we're at 34 degrees. We are now 5 minutes away from that news update coming your way at 7:45. We'll check in with Caitlin O'Connell from the newsroom. Hey, if you're traveling this morning, use a lot of extra caution. Getting reports that some visibility is, especially on the ridges, next to nothing. So if you don't need to go anywhere, just hang on, let that fog burn off and lift a little bit today. Otherwise, we're under a dense fog advisory until 10. We do have dense fog in 34 with Conway to take us to news time. And Julia.
You were always there for me, Julia. I was so afraid to fall in love.
Must have hurt you.
the Winter Blahs at the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation Winter Carnival, Saturday from 11 until 3 at the Riverdale Elementary School. It'll be fun for all ages. There will be free games, face painting, prizes, and concessions. Bounce houses will be available for a $10 charge. It's a great photo opportunity for moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas. The Riverdale Community Education Foundation Winter Carnival. Admission is free. Lots of great food on the grounds as well. Saturday at Riverdale Schools, helping to benefit Riverdale to be even stronger.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at a foggy 34 degrees so far, the morning low. This news update is sponsored on WRCO by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The outlook for today from meteorologist Alex Winter, there is that dense fog advisory, remains in effect until 10 a.m. Foggy this morning, otherwise overcast and damp, a high near 40. Cloudy and quiet, but temperatures dropping below freezing tonight, so there could be several icy and slippery spots in your area. We're looking for a low near 29. Then cloudy in the morning Sunday, some sunshine late afternoon, 37, back to 41 by Monday. Our current temperature is our morning low. With fog, we're at 34 degrees.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, January 27th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A gas leak closed downtown buildings in Dodgeville on Wednesday for about 2 hours. Officials in Iowa County said the gas leak was caused by a 100-pound icicle that had fallen off the roof of a building. The ice struck a gas meter, causing the leak. Some gas made it into nearby buildings, which were aired out by early afternoon. The closure lasted from just afternoon until about 2:15. Nobody was hurt because of the gas leak. An 18-year-old man is pleading not guilty after being accused of hitting and killing a middle school student with his vehicle near Reedsburg last year. The student, Evelyn Gurney, was waiting for the school bus last May when the 18-year-old man swerved and hit the back of the school bus before hitting and killing the 7th grader, according to court documents. Prosecutors say data from cell phone records show the man was texting and driving before and during the crash. The next court date is set in April. Grand County officials are looking for information after a hit-and-run crash on Tuesday morning near Dickeyville. The crash happened on Highway 151. According to the sheriff's office, a 25-year-old Platteville man was driving on the highway when another vehicle crossed into his lane and hit his vehicle, causing his vehicle to roll over in the median. The man was not injured. The other vehicle drove away. Anyone with information is asked to call the Grant County Sheriff's Office. The Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery will be held today at the Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area. Registration begins at 8:30 at the boat landing. Contest entries must be registered by 2. The day will also include a Kids Learn to Ice Fish for children up to 15 years of age from 9 until noon. Those who do not fish can also enjoy a euchre tournament beginning at 11. The entry fee is $5. There will also be meat paddles, a live auction, raffles, and food and refreshments at the Heated Pavilion. The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation will host its annual Winter Carnival today at the Riverdale Elementary School. What started as a thank you to the community has turned into a fundraiser for the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation. Greg Kinney is a member of the foundation.
Started out kind of just as a way to give back. You know, we run golf outings, we run bowling fundraisers, we run food stands to raise our money. So we're always taking people's money. So it was Jamie's idea that she came up with it, that this is a way we could give back to a lot of families that maybe, you know, don't get to go out and do things. And it's in the middle of the winter, and, you know, people would like to get out and get some exercise within the buildings. And so that's kind of what it came up as at the beginning, but it has turned into a fundraiser for us now because we've gotten such huge crowds and the concession stands are very busy. And it started out just a way of us giving back a little bit as an organization, and has grown from there.
The Winter Carnival is meant to serve the entire area as a fun day for families. The carnival will be held at the Riverdale Elementary School from 11 until 3 o'clock today. Admission and carnival games are all free. Concessions will be available for purchase along with wristbands priced at $10 for the Thunder Showers bounce houses. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a benefit breakfast for Kathy Copernall on Sunday from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. You can enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs, ham, cheese, applesauce, and milk. The cost for the breakfast is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. The event will also include a bake sale and silent auction. If you would like to make a donation to the sale or auction, you can contact Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards Banquet, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio, will be held this Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This year's banquet will honor the Phoenix Center as Business of the Year, Marilyn Lofthauk and the Okooch Mountain Humane Society with Outstanding Organization Award, Troy Sharp with the Civic Leadership Award, the Hombres and Ithaca's Lions as the Nonprofit of the Year, Computer Doctors with the Best Face Forward Award, Jim Brock with the Community Stewardship Award, Doug Tyler and Lauren Moe with an Emergency Responder Award, Liz Perkins with the Educator of the Year Award, Marcy Jelenic as the Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, and Maddie Smith with the Up and Coming Youth Award. Everyone is invited to attend the awards banquet this Sunday at the Phoenix Center. Social time will be at 5:30 with the dinner at 6:30 and awards to follow. Tickets are $20 and available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Ameriprise Financial Offices, or Napa Auto. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will host an information webinar about the Wisconsin Specialty Crop Block Grant Program on Thursday, February 8th from noon until 1. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines specialty crops as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. A more comprehensive list of eligible specialty crops is available at ams.usda.gov/scbgp. Project awards can range up to $100,000 and no match is required. Applications for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program can be submitted through 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, February 27th. To access the Specialty Crop Block Grant materials and to learn more, you can visit the DACAP website. For more information, you can contact DACAP by calling 608-572-0512. Registration for the Specialty Crop Block Grant webinar is required. And a record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance or healthcare.gov. With more than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services, that's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in three sizes, while the Y series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Saturday, January 27th. Vern P. Demers, 77 of Spring Green, formerly Bryce Lake, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green following an illness. A funeral mass will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Rice Lake at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church today from 9 until the time of the Mass at 10:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of Vern P. Demers, 77 of Spring Green and formerly of Rice Lake. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge, died January 15th at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel today from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Of Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge. Rodney M. Barnes, 75 of Spring Green, died on January 20th. A celebration of life will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Winter Green in Spring Green. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Rodney M. Barnes, 75, of Spring Green. Jerry G. Cast, 75 of Bear Valley, died January 13th at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held today at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Fields. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church today from 2 o'clock until the time of the Mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 at her home in Viroqua, and again on Sunday, February 11th from 1 until 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua. Douglas Walter Roth, 43 of La Crosse, died January 18th after a 15-year battle with Huntington's disease. A celebration of life will be held on Monday from 10 o'clock until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with the time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the service. Memorial contributions may be made to the Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. For Douglas Walter Roth, 43 of La Crosse. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet, died on January 20th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held on Monday from 3 until 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. For Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center, died Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. A memorial service will be held at 12 o'clock on Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at noon. For Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center. Anita June Waterman, 79 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon next Saturday, February 3rd, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday, February 3rd, from 10 until the time of the service at noon. For Anita June Waterman, 79 of Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world.